Look, Neil, you're almost 16 years old. Girls shouldn't affect you like that. Of course you should be able to swallow in front of them. What are you going to do, starve to death because you're embarrassed? Hold on, Neil. Mom, I got a guy with a problem here. Can Dodie cool it on the piano?
Honey, this is only her first session with the teacher. I can't very well ask you to quit now.
Sorry, Neil. Where were we?
Hey, Mom, my lesson's over.
All right, honey.
I'm telling you, Neil, if you don't get rid of the shyness, you'll be able to vote before you get your first date. Neil, believe me, you'd make a terrible hermit. Okay, listen. If you're that desperate, come on over and I'll give you a crash course on dating techniques. I'm not very good, but compared to you. Neil, forget the Foreign Legion. And forget the fur trapping in Alaska and get over here.
Mama, Mrs. Palmer wants to tell you how wonderful I did.
Mrs. Douglas, I believe we have a budding pianist here. She has such a nice touch and lovely tapered fingers.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mrs. Pomeroy.
I'll see you next week at exactly the same time, Dorothy.
Okay, I'll be sitting right here with my tapered fingers and everything, Mrs. Pomeroy. Don't worry, I'll keep my wrist up, Mrs. Pomeroy.
That's a good girl. Goodbye, Mrs. Douglas.
Goodbye, Mrs. Pomeroy.
Well, Mrs. Pomeroy seems like a very nice teacher.
She sure is, except she smells weird like mothballs.
Oh, well, you wouldn't mention anything like that to her now, would you?
Heck no, Mama. You think I have bad manners or something?
No, of course not. Honey, I am very proud of you. You've done very well in your first lesson.
Well, you're going to get prouder and prouder.
Oh, why?
Because I'm going to practice my brains out.
Yes?
I'm Neil Neuswander. Ernie's friend. I was talking to him on the phone just now.
Oh, yes. Well, you certainly got over here in a hurry, Neil.
Yeah. Well, I was in a phone booth down on the corner.
Oh, well, he's up in his room. Why don't you just go right on up?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to hear me play again, Mama?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Honey, would you mind shutting the door?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I suppose Liberace's family had to go through this, too.
Well, I'll tell her to stop.
No. I guess such persistence should be rewarded.
You ought to try and do something about those scales. Like, put the piano in the basement.
Well, I'm sure your Uncle Charlie would second the motion. How are you, Neil?
Okay, I guess, Mrs. Douglas.
Mom, we'll be in the garage. Call us when Dodie runs out of gas.
Okay.
Mrs. Palmer's coming tonight. Don't you say a word about smelling weird like mothballs.
Tell them what you think, Mom.
Well, I admit you have a shyness problem, Neil, but I think it can be worked out.
Why do you think that, Mrs. Douglas? I can barely talk to you.
Then you ought to see him around Brenda Lanier. His mind freezes solid.
Well, now, you boys asked me into this discussion. So let me ask Neil a question.
Sure.
Why did you grow that long hair?
Well, everybody's growing it.
In high school?
We got a real permissive principal.
Well, do you want me to tell you why I think you grew it?
Yeah.
I think maybe you're using it to hide behind.
Hey, Mom, I think you nailed it on the head.
Okay. Maybe I am hiding behind it. But if I cut it off, I don't think I'd be able to talk at all. You don't realize.
I was just going to say how great it is not to hear those rotten scales anymore. That's got to be worse.
Television? Sure. Did anybody ever hear anything like this?
My Three Sons will continue here.
You girls practice at somebody else's house for a change.
These girls don't have any pianos.
Yeah, Ernie. What's Dodie gonna do? Carry your piano around in a sack?
You wanna give us a downbeat, Dodie?
Sure. A one and a two and a three.
You think you got problems with Brenda? I just got shot down by a 7-year-old.
You know, Saturdays really come in handy, especially after you've had a tough week at the office.
Well, I think you ought to spend the whole day and just lie around and relax.
That's just what I'm going to do. Read a little, watch the game on TV. On the other hand, maybe spending the whole day at the golf club wouldn't be a bad idea. See you tonight.
Could you use a caddy?
It's funny.
Dodie, again?
Well, Guy, I wouldn't have come in here if it wasn't a really important thing.
No. What is it, Dodie?
Are you guys ready for this?
We're ready.
Uh-huh.
Me and Margaret and Susan's trio is going to be in a recital.
A recital? Well, that's just wonderful, Dodie.
Well, you get to bed, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you care?
It's very late, Dodie.
Yeah, but recitals are very big things to me.
Well, they are to us, too, Dodie. Good night.
We're very proud of you, sweetheart. It's just that we're sleepy.
That's okay. You said what I wanted you to say. Good night.
Good night, Larry. Isn't it wonderful? Our little girl is going to play in her very first recital.
That isn't a very profound thought.
Don't expect Confucius at this time of the morning.
the recital programs have already been printed. Now, the boys will wear coats and ties. And the girls will wear party dresses. And there'll be absolutely no gum chewing before or after or during the play. Now, are there any questions? Yes, Roger.
Where do I shake my trumpet spit when I'm on stage?
We'll put a newspaper close to your music stand. Now let's begin the rehearsal. We'll start with the youngest students first. Margaret, Dorothy, and Susan. Will you step up here, please? This is the Rondelay Trio, children.
How does your stomach feel?
Same as it does on open house night when my grades are rotten.
Me too.
Dorothy, will you give the girls an A, please?
Mrs. Pomeroy, this piano's way bigger than mine. Are the notes in the same place?
The notes are exactly the same, Dorothy. Give them an A. That's fine. Now, let's begin. A one, a two, a three.
Think it's about us.
And I'm not playing.
We never stop a performance, even if the audience is rude. And the audience will please remember that before long, it will be up here also. Start again, girls.
You're not playing.
Everybody laughed at us. I'm not going to any recital.
She said the same thing all the way home in the car.
Honey, all the programs are printed, and the whole family will be there.
I don't care. You couldn't even drag me there with a dump truck.
Well, what about Margaret and Susan now? Aren't you letting them down?
Margaret said she'd hold her breath if her parents made her go to that dumb recital and play.
Well, what about Susan?
I don't know. She couldn't stop crying.
You know, Dodie, just because some goofy kids laughed at you doesn't mean you should quit.
Well, that's right, honey.
I'll never do it. You could sing dynamite in my hair.
Well, I'm going to have to go to the market. Honey, I wish you'd think about this. We'll do some more talking about it later.
Oh, Carol, I'll glue myself to the wall.
You don't want to be a quitter, do you, Dode?
Sure.
Listen, would you go to the recital if I gave you some money?
No.
Face it, Ernie, you're not getting anywhere.
Well, you try if you got any ideas.
You think by acting like this, you'll get out of the recital, right?
Right.
Well, that'll just be the worst thing for you.
Are you trying to trick me?
No. I'm just telling you this so you won't end up like me.
What's wrong with you?
I'm so shy that I have a hard time just talking to people. You know why?
No.
Because my parents never made me do anything I didn't want to do when I was just a little kid.
You mean like go to recitals when people laugh at you?
Right. So here I am, almost 16 years old, hiding behind my hair. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sorta. But I'm still not going.
You too.
I know. The Dodie.
Right. I just came in to tell you something.
What is it, honey?
You'll probably kiss me and be proud and junk.
What is it?
I decided to go to the recital.
You did? Oh, well, good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're glad.
I knew it'd get you.
Mm-hmm. We're glad, sweetie. What made you decide?
Well, I didn't want to end up like Neil. He hides behind his hair, you know. Good night.
Good night, Punkin.
Good night, Dodie. Of course, I don't know what she was talking about Neil's hair and all that. I'm too sleepy to ask.
Mm. I'm glad, honey. I'm too sleepy to answer.
You have something they call stage fright. Even famous people who perform all the time get it before they go on.
Well, it feels terrible.
I know, but it goes away. Cross my heart.
Barbara, that was Margaret's mother.
Uh-oh.
It seems that Margaret has suddenly developed a severe stomach ache.
I wonder about Susan.
Margaret's mother says that she, too, has developed a severe stomach ache.
But what happens now?
Well...
Dodie? Honey? Locking yourself in the closet never solved anything.
Oh, yes, it did.
Well, Mama, the closet isn't really locked. Dodie could get out if she wanted to. I think she's afraid she might be asked to play a solo.
Well, won't she have to play a solo, Daddy?
Oh, no, of course not. Because the program says the Rondelay Trio. She couldn't play alone on that stage even if she wanted to. On the other hand, Mama, do you remember when Dodie came into our room last night and told us how she didn't want to be shy like Neil?
I certainly do.
Remember how proud we were?
We were very proud.
Do I have to play alone?
No, Dodie. But if the Rondelay Trio did show up, then would you play?
Sure.
Fine. Come on.
Steve?
Mom, you remember Neil? You knew him when he had hair down to here.
Oh, you look very nice, Neil.
He had it trimmed tonight.
I figured if a 7-year-old girl could shoot down the shy bit, why couldn't a nearly 16-year-old guy? It's called deductive reasoning.
Well, Dodie, be very pleased that she had such an influence on your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, parents and friends, for attending this, our 9th annual recital. We have a fascinating program for you this evening, starting with our very youngest groups, right on up to the mature members. The first group I have named the Rondelay Trio. And they will favor us with Johnson's capricious little number, Daffodils on the Meadow. The Rondelay Trio.
Would you give us an A, please? Dodie, you'd better announce this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the part that was going to be played by Margaret is now being played by my Uncle Charlie. And the part that was going to be played by Susan is now being played by my daddy.
Well,
and a one, and a two, and a three.